Ash couldn't get over how similar her mannerisms were to his. It was like looking into a mirror and seeing someone else's face in your stead. But his joy was cut short by another fear as he realized just how similar the two of them were and what that might have meant for Katra growing up. "Has your mother been good to you?" A slow smile spread across her face. "For her, yeah. I mean, other than the fact I could never call her Matasera unless we were alone, she really was good." How awful to never be able to acknowledge Artemis as her mother in public. He knew that pain well, and it made him even angrier that Artemis, having done that to him, would also do it to his child. How selfish could one person be? "Is she loving to you?" Kat swallowed at his question, and she knew exactly what he meant by it. He was afraid her mother had been cold to her. But in spite of Artemis's shortcomings, that had never been the case. Wanting to set his mind at ease, Kat took his hand into hers and closed her eyes so that she could show him. Ash jerked as he saw Katra's memories in his mind. She was no more than 7, and she was alone with her mother in Artemis's bedchamber. They were curled up together in Artemis's bed. Katra frowned as she laid a tiny hand to Artemis's moist cheek.
"Why do you cry, Matasera?"
"You're too young to understand, my little one."
"Then you can tell me why you cry, and I won't understand it. Then you'll feel better and be happy again."
Artemis smiled through her tears as she lifted the blanket higher around Kat's shoulders. "I made a horrible mistake." Her young brow was furrowed in puzzlement.
"But you're a goddess. You can't make mistakes."
Artemis took Kat's small hand into hers and placed a tender kiss on it.
"Trust me, little one. Everyone makes mistakes. Even the gods, and ours are much worse than those of humans. Unlike humans, we don't suffer alone. Rather, we share the pain with thousands. That's why you must learn to be like your father, to hold in your tears and anger. Try not to punish what you love."
"But you don't punish me, Matasera."
Artemis kissed her on the forehead.
"No, Katra, I don't. I love my little treasure."
Still, Katra looked confused by her mother's tears.
"Am I your mistake, Matasera?"
"Oh, great Olympus, no. Why ever would you think that, child?"
"'Cause no one can know about me. Aren't you supposed to hide your mistakes?"
"Oh, baby, no. That's not why I have to hide you. I just don't want to share you with anyone. You are mine, alone. You will always be my little girl. And I don't want to share you with anyone else."